Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. All you have to do is just dial in here at 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
And nobody will be joining us shortly as well. Lots of stuff in the news, of course. Despite the fact that bombs are falling in Yemen and China is locking down, I think, Shanghai for COVID. And, like, there's all kinds of, like, actual serious stories in the news. What's everybody talking about?
Will Smith, presumably.
Yeah, it's Will Smith.
That's someone I've been seeing on social media all day. Like, to the extent that I deactivated Facebook earlier today. And I came back because I wanted to weigh in on something completely unrelated. Mm. But I'll be deactivating again because I just... It drains on me going to it and just seeing people who have no idea what they're talking about suddenly being... body language experts, you know, Here's a screenshot of this, and they're just analyzing, oh, you can tell from the 17-degree angle that he's holding his arm at, that he's pulling his punches or whatever, and it's like, dude, you kind of have to, you know, train to analyze body language to that degree, just like they were all epidemiologists 2 years ago, and 6 months ago, they were all foreign policy experts. Now they're body language experts, and it's... Libertarians are really bad about it, man.
Oh, you're saying these are libertarians specifically?
Primarily libertarians.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are other people doing it, but libertarians are some of the worst about it. I mean, they know everything about everything, and they won't let you tell them otherwise.
There's a ton of people online talking about what happened last night with Will Smith going up on stage after Chris Rock made a joke about his wife. And I guess his wife has some kind of a medical issue that has caused her to lose her hair.
Yeah,
alopecia,
I think,
or something.
Something like that. I don't remember what it's called, but it's something I'd never heard of, and I didn't know that she had. And look, if I saw a bald woman in 2022, I really wouldn't think a whole lot about it. Right?
No.
I would think, okay, this is a woman who shaved her head.
And the joke wasn't bad. I mean, it was kind of funny. In fact, if you look, so I'm not going to play the clip here or anything like that. We're just going to comment on not so much what happened, but the reactions of people, I think, are much more interesting.
Yes.
But what happened was... Chris Rock tells a joke about G.I. Jane 2. Of course, for listeners that don't know, G.I. Jane was a movie in the 90s. I think it was Ridley Scott directed it. It was about a woman in the Navy SEALs. And Demi Moore shaved her head for the role. So that was the joke, right? Like that Jada Pinkett Smith was going to be in G.I. Jane 2. Ha ha ha. In the video, Will Smith laughs at the joke.
Yes.
But his wife... was not laughing, and I suspect what happened, you can't see it off screen. You see the reaction, Will Smith's initial reaction and her initial reaction, then they cut back to Chris Rock on stage, and then just a few moments later, Will Smith is storming on stage, and he hits him. So,
well, see, that was the weird thing about it, and
slaps
him. That's why I think a lot of people get this wrong, because he didn't really, like, storm on stage, right?
Not immediately.
Yeah, Chris Rock probably thought that, you know, this was some skit that they were about to improv together where Will was going to pretend to be upset or something like that, and then Will just actually legitimately slapped him, as far as I can tell. But they're like, people are looking and going, oh, Chris Rock leaned into it. It's clearly fake. It's like, well, he was, you know, participating in this improv comedy that he probably thought they were doing. Because it's not like Will Smith threw a chair and ran up on the stage, you know, frothing at the mouth and screaming.
Yeah, that's
he just
true.
Sort of calmly walked up there, reared back, and slapped
him. Kind of sucker slapped him, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't walk up as though he were going to punch him, and then he did. Or then he slapped him. But I think what happened was he realized his wife wasn't happy about it. Because, again, he laughed at it initially.
Yeah.
And then realized his wife wasn't happy and decided he was going to go do something about it. Now, of course, the people that are reacting are debating whether or not the slap was even real. There's a lot of debate about that. But the really interesting aspect of this to me is the number of people that think that words justify violence. And there's a shocking number of people out there. I'm not saying libertarians, because I see a bunch of posts. A lot of times it's libertarians sharing other people's posts on media that they're shocked by. And I don't have any of the ones that they shared earlier today, just because there's been so many about it. But I did just search for Will Smith Justified on Twitter, and here's one of them. From Georgie at Ultravado. Will Smith did nothing wrong. He was defending his wife from an ableist comment made about her condition on one of the world's biggest artist platforms. His anger was completely justified.
And I have so many questions, though, right? Like, okay, so even if his anger was justified, that doesn't mean that he did nothing wrong. It doesn't mean that, you know, an act of violence was justified. It just means there's such a thing as justified anger, righteous anger,
sure.
So to speak.
Anger is almost always justified. You can always find a reason to be angry at somebody. Now, whether you should hold on to that anger or let it go and forgive is, you know, a whole other discussion. But anger, you know, somebody that's mad, they've always got a reason. Whether it's a good reason or not, there's always some reason why they're angry, unless they're totally insane.
And this concept that, you know, this was an ableist joke and, you know, she was insulted. Okay, well, she could have got up and slapped Chris Rock, too.
Herself.
I mean, yeah, she's not, like, bound to a wheelchair or anything like that. She's bald, right?
That's it, yeah.
She very much, if she wanted to, she could have gotten up, walked up on stage, and slapped Chris Rock herself. This was blatant white knighting on the part of Will Smith, and I don't have an issue with that. But I think the liberals who are saying this is justified, this is an ableist attack, need to face the reality of it. This was just a dude standing up for a girl because he felt like she couldn't take care of herself. I mean, if she had wanted it to escalate to violence, isn't that her decision to make in their worldview? If all of this is correct, and, you know, violence was justified in response.
If women are equal and, you know, should have their own.
And if violence was justified in response to this, then that's her call to make, not Will Smith.
Yeah,
and it's misogynistic for him to make that call for her.
Yeah, that's a great point. Here's another one from at Wanamiko Nile VT, maybe someone from Vermont. Will Smith was 100% justified in his actions and deserves absolutely none of the BS these people are giving him. You do not make fun, light, or humor of someone else's suffering for any reason. Hello, that's pretty much comedy right there.
Yeah.
Like, there's almost always somebody who's the butt of a joke. There's almost always a quote-unquote victim of any joke out there. And then in the final sentence, this person says, comedy at the expense of another is not comedy, it's bullying. So this kind of wraps into what the viewpoint is here, is words in the mindset of these people, words are violence. Words that another person doesn't like, words that may, you know, encourage a person to feel bad, is tantamount to violence in these people's minds, and so therefore justifies a violent response. And that's why they're looking at what Will Smith did and saying, oh, that's totally fine. His wife was being made fun of, so therefore he was just simply defending the words which they see as violence that were being used against his wife. And this is not just a leftist position, necessarily. It reminds me of some of the things I've seen just in, like, downtown Keene, New Hampshire. There seems to be just a certain type of person who believes that saying things is justification for violence. And it's not always people on the left. It's just, there's just people who use this as an excuse. Like, oh, well, I got my feelings hurt, so therefore, it's okay to hit someone.
I don't know how they failed elementary in such amazing ways, right? One of the first things we learn as children is that it's wrong to hit people. And it doesn't matter what they say, sticks and stones will break my bones,
right,
but words will never hurt me, right?
It shocks me how many people do not follow that. How many people don't understand that? And I wonder how many of them are the same people that flip out when somebody's got a camera in public. Because there's another segment of the population, and there's a large amount of them. For instance, a guy was in Keene last week. He's one of Joa's buddies. His name is Press NH Now, and he was doing some public filming with Joa on Friday night. I think it was doing some cop watch downtown, and I knew what was going to happen because I know how people are out on the streets. If you're just recording around with a video camera and there's drunk people around, somebody's going to come up and try to start a fight with you. And sure enough, it absolutely happened. Somebody came up and battered this man on the streets. Luckily, it didn't go far enough to where he had to pull out his pepper spray and actually, like, use a defensive maneuver on this person. but he did get touched, and the guy hid his camera.
All just because, for filming.
All because he was just in public recording video. And so just, I suspect these are some of the same people. But if you want to weigh in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. We got coming up potential war crimes committed by the people calling themselves the Ukraine or Ukraine. Aria has that story. Also, in other Russian news, maybe India is ready to stop using the dollar when it comes to trading with Russia. By the way, joining us tonight,
it's nobody.
Nobody's here.
And Aria.
Ian and Aria also. Phones, again, are open here. Nobody. We were just talking about the Will Smith thing that is everywhere today. It has taken over meme creation. There are so many memes now with this, you know, Will Smith slap. I saw one of them, which is like sort of a meme.
It looked like a punch to me.
No, it was definitely an open-handed slap.
Oh, wow.
Which is one of the reasons why some people are saying it was fake, and there's this whole controversy over that, which to me is uninteresting.
They do say you should never strike with a closed fist, but it is at times hilarious.
It probably hurts a lot more to hit somebody with a closed fist.
You're more likely to break your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I suspect it's more likely to lead to a full-on fight as well.
Could very well be. Might also lead you to getting criminally charged because, from what I understand, Chris Rock has declined to press charges against Will Smith. So, you know, he just got hit in the face. Not the end of the world, I guess, the way he's looking at it. And if Will Smith had come in with a closed fist, then that might have changed how that played out. But not so, you know, I'm not so concerned with whether or not it was real. And I don't think he made the point on the air, Aria, as to why you don't think it even matters. Right.
Well, I don't know if I really can lay out a point about why it does or doesn't matter. It has no effect on the conversation. It has no effect on our lives. It has no effect on the outcome. It has no effect whatsoever whether it was a staged event or a real one.
That probably makes a difference to Chris Rock.
Yes. Chris Rock and Will Smith are the only people it affects, whether or not it was real or staged. Everyone else, it's equivalent, right? People are going to have the discussion about it in either event, and people are going to evidently argue about whether it was real or not in either event. And the outcome, the conversations around it, they're not going to change regardless of which is true, but that's not stopping people from going out there and arguing relentlessly about whether or not this was real or staged. And it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that doesn't matter what happens, there's always a conspiracy.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And in this case, the conspiracy is that it was staged because the Oscars are desperate for ratings, and so they knew that, you know, Will Smith and Chris Rock having themselves a spat on stage would get a bunch of tune in, would get a lot of shares, and a lot of people talking, so it was completely concocted.
Did it happen early in the show?
I have no idea.
I can't imagine it did a whole lot for ratings. I mean, I didn't tune into the Oscars because of it. I was, you know, playing an online game.
It's not like he's going to do it again.
Yeah, but I was playing an online game when it happened, so I learned about this as close to real time as anyone on the internet could have, and I was never tempted to, oh man, I need to be watching.
Gotta
this.
Tune in.
Yeah, this is like SmackDown over here. I was just like, okay, first of all, that doesn't sound real. That it doesn't sound like the Will Smith that we've all known and loved for the last several decades to go up on stage and just slap someone. It evidently was, but that was not my immediate reaction. And it certainly wasn't, oh, man, I need to be watching this. This is exhilarating television. So I can't imagine it did a whole lot for ratings.
No, I mean, if they had all of them fighting to the death, I would definitely tune in.
Deathmatch. Hollywood deathmatch.
Oh, definitely. I would tune in for some Hollywood deathmatch.
It depends on the participants for me.
Yeah, right. And that I really wouldn't want to see either Will Smith or Chris Rock involved because I enjoy both of them.
The conversation about this that's the most interesting, again, as I was saying before, is the fact that some people are justifying these actions. In fact, there's somebody in our Facebook stream. We stream video on Facebook because for whatever reason, they haven't banned us from there yet. Sky Beatty says, life ain't the internet. You can go around insulting sensitive matters about people without repercussion. I'm not advocating violence. But being a woman who's dealt with hair loss, it's different. I fought suicidal thoughts for a long time as a teen because people like to laugh at people who are struggling with accepting themselves. So I understand differently. Hell, he came to her defense in my mind.
No, but that's not accurate. She could have come to her own defense. He went instead of her defense, right? Like, he pushed her aside and went to White Knight for her.
He pushed her?
Figuratively. Physically, yeah.
I mean, nothing. If she was offended, if she was like, oh, my goodness, he's bringing up my PTSD and my former suicidal thoughts, she could have gone up there and slapped Chris Rock herself. She chose to sit there and do nothing.
Which still would not have been okay.
Right. I mean, I can tell you, when my wife was going through chemo, if somebody had made the wrong joke at the wrong time, I might well have laid him out, which doesn't mean, I'm not saying that's moral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that occasionally one does something that's immoral and doesn't necessarily feel that bad about it.
I would say that making a joke about a person going through chemo is a bit more immoral than making a joke about someone losing their hair.
Well, this woman has some sort of a medical condition that is causing
it. Yeah, but is it
deadly? I don't know. I didn't look it up. I'm not going to presume that it isn't. I mean, it's probably unpleasant at the very least. But you know, I get your point, nobody. It's like, yeah, if you're mouthing off constantly and you're rude and you're the class clown or whatever and you're just insulting person after person, it's not unrealistic to expect that someone isn't going to adhere to, you know, the non-aggression principle and just go ahead and lay you out. So,
yeah.
Again, that doesn't justify it. But it does. It is understandable that if you piss enough people off, somebody isn't going to be able to keep their cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, you don't get to decide how other people are going to react to your BS. So if you're sensitive about getting hit once in a while, you need to keep your own BS in check.
See, I don't agree with that at all. I can't control how people react to my BS, but they can, and it's their responsibility.
They determine
how they react, not me.
Yeah, and
that's their responsibility.
And again, I would never say it's justified, but I do see those things happening, and so it's not unbelievable that it could happen, even in a circumstance like this where
Certainly.
Everyone's watching and it's all on camera and so on.
Yeah, to say something is predictable is not to say that it's right.
That's right, yeah.
It might imply you should have expected it. I mean, it's like the old victim-blaming thing, you know. Oh, well, you shouldn't have been walking through that neighborhood in those clothes. Well, in an ideal world, you wouldn't have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the reality that we live in, it's a good idea to think about how dangerous a situation you're walking into is. You know, you shouldn't wear your lucky ham if you're going out among the lions in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, and in this case, I don't think that Chris Rock thought his joke about G.I. Jane 2 would have crossed that line, and I think that's one of the reasons why he seemed so surprised.
He did seem visibly shaken as a result of this. I mean, I'm surprised he held it together as well as he did. I don't know that I would have been as calm and collected as he would have if someone just came up on the stage and slapped me after I made a joke.
Yeah, he made a couple statements and went right back to doing the presentation.
Kudos to him on that.
The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. We're going to get into what's going on in Russia. Apparently, there's some allegations of war crimes on behalf of the Ukrainian side. Arya has that story on the way.
Nazis always committing war crimes.
Yep. More coming up here, 603-283-6160. And apparently, there's video of this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is releasing his budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year. The president blaming former President Donald Trump for increasing the national spending deficit.
The previous administration, as you all know, ran up record budget deficits. In fact, the deficit went up every year under my predecessor. My administration is turning that around.
This comes as the nation continues to deal with inflation, which the Biden administration is blaming on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and former President Donald Trump. The Democratic-led House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is interested in talking to Virginia Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife. This after Thomas's texts to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were leaked on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says the bill will stop people from sowing doubt about gender identity in young kids.
That is not something that's appropriate for any place, but certainly in the state of Florida.
The Republican governor saying parents have a right to know what their children are learning about in school. The mayor of a hard-hit Ukrainian city is calling for a complete evacuation. Mariupol's mayor saying his city is now in the hands of the occupiers after weeks of attacks from Russian forces. The mayor calling for the evacuation of remaining individuals in the city, which had a population of over 400,000 before the Russian invasion began. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We have our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. That is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts over at social.freetalklive.com. It works just like Twitter, except without the evil mega corporation behind it. We run the server, so we're in charge of it, which is pretty cool. So you got more free speech over there at social.freetalklive.com. Except for Nobody, who's prohibited by bail conditions from speaking on social media. So he just has to talk here.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, I thought that had been revoked as well.
No, that one's still in place.
Bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you still allowed to, do interviews on other media now, like talk shows or TV stations?
I don't think I was ever specifically prohibited from that.
I thought you were.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I have done at least one interview since I've been out.
All right. Well, good to have you back here, of course. We're going to get back into your phone calls. We'll get into the Ukraine allegations here in moments of war crimes. But first, Stephen is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind, Stephen?
So I want to just comment on this Will Smith thing.
Yes, sir.
First of all, Chris Rock. Apparently before this rehearsed everything, and this joke wasn't a part of that.
Okay.
So that makes me wonder, hey, is this a skit? Like, is this something that him and Will talked about beforehand? I think potentially, but let's say it's not. Okay.
I mean, let's say it is. What difference does it make?
Well, then it's not assault.
Does that matter to you whether or not it's assault? Or is that
technically battery? I realize that's illegal.
Well,
thing.
Okay, so if I am, if it was rehearsed, it's no different than the WWE, right? We all know it's fake. Everyone has it. Like, if there's a plan, you've cleared it, you're right. Okay with getting smacked. If you hit somebody and they're not okay with it, you've crossed a massive line. Okay, so let's say it wasn't rehearsed. Let's say it was all genuine, which it very well may be. When Will Smith screamed at the stage and made a big deal, okay, you've handled it. You've said your piece. We're done. Under no circumstance is it legal to hit somebody over words in every state. And I've looked it up because I've worked security all across the United States. Mm-hmm. If you threaten to kill me and I pull a gun out on you, I'm in the wrong.
I don't think
that's necessarily the case. If you're in fear for your life, then you have every right to pull out a weapon. It's a matter of
circumstances.
Yeah, it's a matter of circumstances.
What I'm saying is the verbal threat itself does not allow for the drawing of the weapon. There are times where you threaten me and I can pull a gun out.
It does if you believe it.
You've got to prove that, and that's part of it. Like, there has to be posturing, there has to be accessibility to a weapon, there has to be the ability to lay hands on you. So many things also have to come in contact. If I just randomly drive down the road and threaten to kill somebody, or drive down the road and they shoot me, they've committed a felony. Now, have I threatened them? Yes, but it's not justified to shoot somebody over words in any state that I've ever worked in. I've worked in 29 of them.
Well, it's a good thing Will Smith didn't shoot him then.
Yeah.
well, it's the same principle, right? You know, you can't assault somebody, you can't batter somebody over work.
Agreed.
It's morally irreprehensible. It's wrong. It's not okay. Now, here's the deal, and this is what really upsets me. I do believe that there is class warfare in this country. And if you go and Google, like, Will Smith, Chris Rock, LAPD statement, it uses words like two individuals, two people. I've been arrested a bunch. And never in the statement that was given, when the last time I was arrested for activism, nobody used the word individual. My name was all over the paper. My name made local TV news. My name made state newspapers, like, Why are we saying individual? Why is
well? Normally, the police use the term
particular individuals.
Normally, the police use the term subject.
Yeah, I think I would have to double check. But when my size were stolen, and someone reported that to the police department here in Keene, I'm pretty sure they characterized it as an individual reported the incident to the police sergeant or whatever, and you know the individual in question declined a police investigation. So I don't find that to be weird.
Then it may be a Georgia thing, but like, why would the LAPD say people, individuals? Everyone knows what you're talking about, unless somebody else got smacked upside the head at the Oscars and it just didn't make TV. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Is that what you're most upset about? Is how the Los Angeles police press release went?
It's one of the things I'm most upset about. But here's the deal. I've worked comedy before. And I've had people rush to, well, not rush, I've had people
But before we move on to that, why is the LAPD response to this something that concerns you so much?
Because the only reason they're treating these people differently, the only reason...
These individuals.
I've looked it up. In the state of California, the state can press charges without the consent of the victim. So if I walk up to somebody and punch them, and the victim says, I don't want to press charges. Well, the LAPD or whatever law enforcement agency can say, well, you know what? We don't really care whether or not you want to. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it because we feel that they're a threat to society at this point.
Sure, and we all know they're not going to target the elites.
And that is wrong. Right? That is 100% wrong, and that is why I don't pay taxes.
Well, I don't think they should be arresting anyone unless the person who's been attacked wants the, you know, charges to be pressed. Are you saying that you think police should be able to do that?
I'm saying that either A, they need to fix the law, which is, I would say is the best way, fix the law and say if the victim doesn't want the crimes pressed, if the victim doesn't want the charges pressed, then we don't do anything. I think that would be the best way to do it. But I also believe that there needs to be equality under the law. And the other night proved to us, well, the other night was one of many examples.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's plenty of proof that there's two classes of people. There's the people that work for the state and their, you know, supporters, and then there's the rest of us.
Yeah.
And they get treated very, very differently, especially if you're a cop. You know, a cop's out.
Oh, yeah.
Cop goes out to a bar and hits somebody, then you know that guy's not going to get arrested.
Oh,
or if he goes home and beats his wife, he's probably not going to get arrested.
Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I do see the statement here from the LAPD. It goes as follows. LAPD investigative entities are aware of an incident between two individuals during the Academy Awards program. The incident involved one individual slapping another. The individual involved has declined to file a police report. If the involved party desires a police report at a later date, LAPD will be able to complete an investigative report. That doesn't really offend me.
No,
but,
nor does it.
I'm paralyzed by not caring.
Yeah.
No, I'm confused, though, because this doesn't sound like charges were ever even pursued. It sounds like some busybody reported this, or, you know, they happened to be watching television, but no one was like, hey, Chris Rock's team was like, hey, you come up on the stage and slap me. They would have to have Chris Rock's consent in this case, because Chris Rock could just go, no, it was a skit.
He could. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if Chris Rock isn't willing to testify, then it would make their case very difficult. But then again, most people take a plea deal on charges, so, you know.
That's why you never take the plea deal.
Well, yeah, but most people do, especially Hollywood people, because it'll be a literal slap on the wrist, whatever the punishment might be.
I don't think there would be. What would they even punish him with?
And make him donate to charity or something like that.
Something completely meaningless that wouldn't affect anyone's lives either.
Which is, of course, what all of this is, right? Like, the fact that Will Smith slapped this man is meaningless to all of the rest of the world, but yet everyone is talking about it. Instead of things like, oh, I don't know, men being shot in the leg in Ukraine, which is a story you're going to get into coming up here in moments, Aria. And we did find the video of this.
My leg.
Yeah, it's kind of bloody. More coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian, and nobody,
and Aria.
We're going to get into this Ukrainian story about alleged war crimes happening. And of course, you can also take control of the airwaves here. Plus, coming up, maybe we'll talk about some of the hate pieces against the Free Staters here in New Hampshire. They're coming out on almost a daily basis now at this point.
Awesome.
There's so much hate.
Is the Free State Project still referring to it as the Daily Re? Like, Re is in, you know, autistic screeching?
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but they were for a while doing that, which was pretty funny. So we'll talk about whatever, of course, you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160 and Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go and click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll get some of the basic concepts down in the world of crypto, which are important to, you know, to understand before you decide to get into it. By the way, Bitcoin hitting, I think, close to $47,000,
$48,000.
So it's been on a slow run up. Will it continue the momentum?
Well, with governments around the world doing everything they can to destroy the economy, I'm not terribly surprised to see Bitcoin on its way up.
Yeah, it's hard to, of course, predict what's going to happen next, but we are always interested in watching it and hearing about the cool developments. But if you are brand new into it, you should get over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new, though, you can get the news headlines for the day over at news.bitcoin.com. They got great coverage there. That's news.bitcoin.com. So, Aria, what has allegedly happened in Ukraine with these supposed war crimes?
Well, allegedly, Russian POWs have been shot. That's prisoners of war for anyone out there who doesn't know that. The Russian POWs have been allegedly shot and abused by Ukrainian soldiers. But don't worry. Ukraine is going to investigate the matter. They're going to probe the matter and probably clear themselves of any wrongdoing.
Probably say this was all a Russian plot. And
well, that's the thing. They led with that, right? That was what their propaganda minister. We're going to get into it, but that's essentially, they already tried that, and it didn't seem to work.
I must be a bad man, because I'll tell you, you invade my country, start killing people, I might shoot you in the leg. I wouldn't even feel that bad about it. I might shoot you wherever I could shoot you.
Well, I don't have a country for people to invade.
I have a place where I live and people that I care about there, and if somebody starts whacking them, I will not take kindly to it.
Ukraine has vowed to investigate after graphic videos emerged purporting to show the horrific abuse of Russian prisoners of war, including some who were shot in the legs. Which, as far as Nazi war crimes go, and yes, I am going to continue referring to the Ukrainian government as Nazis just because it pisses so many people off.
Well, they do actually have Nazis in the Ukrainian Defense Force.
They do, but that doesn't mean the entire Ukrainian government is a Nazi government.
No, it doesn't
or that they're all Nazis or anything like that. I just like saying it because I like reminding the liberals that are all about Ukraine right now that they are, in fact, Nazi sympathizers.
And you better believe that the Nazis are going to get a chunk of that $14 billion that's being sent over there.
And it's the liberals who will say, hey, if you're talking to a Nazi, you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
So now the government is taking
this very seriously, and there will be an immediate investigation, says senior presidential advisor Arestovich said Sunday, the Washington Examiner reported. We are a European army, and we do not mock our prisoners. If this turns out to be real, this is absolutely unacceptable behavior, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. And then an ad popped up.
He said they're a European army?
We are a European army.
I thought they weren't part of the European Union.
They're not part of the European Union, but they are in Europe.
I see.
Ukraine is definitely in Europe.
Gotcha.
One clip shows what appears to be Ukrainian troops removing three Russian soldiers from a van seconds before the detainees are shot in the legs. In another video, the faces of injured and bloodied Russians are seen after hoods are removed from their heads. The authenticity of the harrowing footage has not been independently verified, and exactly where the video shot was unclear. I would like to remind all our military, civilian, and defense forces once again that the abuse of prisoners is a war crime, and that has no amnesty under military law and has no statute of limitations. Meanwhile, of course, Ukrainian military commander General Valery Zelensky accused Russia of staging the videos and warned the public to only trust, quote, official sources.
Right, like the official sources they made out of every single private TV channel last week by nationalizing them and forcing them to play government propaganda.
Well, that was to prevent the
official sources.
Yeah.
No, and all of that was done to prevent the Ukrainian people from learning about, you know, Ukrainian war crimes like this one. In order to discredit the Ukrainian Defense Forces, the enemy is filming and distributing, staging videos with inhumane attitude of Ukrainian military to Russian prisoners, said Zelensky.
It could be staged. I mean, it is certainly possible.
I mean, it could be, right? We don't know. But there may not even be real videos. I mean, well, you've seen the videos, but...
I did watch the video of this, yeah. And there do appear to be men. There are gunshots. There's blood. I mean, it could be real.
Yeah. The problem I have with it is the idea that there should be rules to war implies that it's an honorable pursuit.
Yeah, it's not.
And to me, it's just mass murderer. And, you know, if you rough a mass murderer up a little bit... It's not going to cost me any sleep.
The concept of war shouldn't be what it is, right? It should be their soldiers fighting against Russia's soldiers in some field somewhere where there are no civilians, sort of like a boxing match, only they kill each other instead of boxing.
That would make it consensual.
Yes, and that would make it, that would have some sense of rules and honor to it. Versus this thing that we've had since the 20th century started in World War I and World War II of just total war, where it was the civilian population is just as much fair game as the enemy soldiers.
Yeah, the civilians are a backdrop and a cover in a lot of cases for the actual fighting. There was, last week, for instance, there was a bomb that was dropped on a shopping center in Kyiv. And the video of it is just absolutely incredible. The explosion is humongous. And the Russians say that the only reason they attacked the shopping center, which they claimed was abandoned or something like that, who knows?
That was secretly hiding military arms, wasn't it?
They had rolled in missile launchers into the shopping center.
Which is almost certainly a lie, being told by the Russian government.
There's no reason to think it's a lie.
Could be true.
There's satellite photos with the things in the parking lot. So, I mean, they could very well be true. It's not unbelievable that a military would use the civilian building for its, you know, whatever, maneuvers or whatever it is I'm looking for here. And we've seen them doing it in hospitals and other places. And that way, when the other side blows up the hospital, they get to point to it and say, ah, see, these people are monsters.
To be fair, when I say it's almost certainly a lie, I mean that in both directions, right? Yeah. If Russia wanted to bomb a grocery store or a supercenter or whatever, then they would have this excuse ready to go, right? Oh, they were secretly missile launchers into there. And if the Ukrainian side wanted to make the Russians look bad, it was like, no, we weren't hiding missiles there or whatever. So it's almost certainly a lie from both sides simply because a government was the one who said it.
Right.
And I don't know if it's true or not, but someone's lying to me, and I have no particular reason to believe one liar over the other.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
And that's what's going on here as well. They're like, hey, we have Russian POWs being tortured and beaten and shot. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably a lie. But in which direction is it a lie? I don't know, and I can't really... There's no way for me to know which one of these lunatics is lying. I urge you to take into account the realities of the information of psychological war and trust only official sources, Zelushny added.
See, that's where I tend to...
The official sources say that the Canadian truckers were Nazis and the Ukrainians aren't. And I'm pretty sure the truth is the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. So the fact that the quote-unquote official sources, the Western media, are restricting access to the other side makes me just sort of inherently more likely to believe what I see on Russia's side, even though I know that they're lying too.
Sure.
Because at least at RT's website, at RT.com, if you're still in an area of the world that can access it, and luckily in the United States, we still can. Also, they are still publishing on Odyssey. For those that are looking for their video reports, you can go to the Odyssey RT channel there. But the fact is, RT's byline, their tagline, is question more. Right, like, so at the very minimum, they are encouraging their audience to question things, and the rest of them are not. The rest of them are saying, no, we're telling the truth, here's the fact checks, we have the facts, this is the truth. Of course, it's been going on since much longer than the Ukraine situation. So
yeah, I mean, when a Facebook fact checker says something, that generally indicates to me that thing is a lie.
It's straight up propaganda, government pro-government propaganda. The number here is 603-283. 6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here more on the Russia-Ukraine situation on the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.